Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Kofola 9 months 2017 results conference call. The financial results will be commented by Mr. Daniel Buryš, Kofola Group CFO, and a member of the board of directors. Kofola is further represented by finance manager Mr. Pavel Jakubík, Yannis Samaras, CEO, and the group reporting manager Mrs. Lenka Frostova. I will now hand over to your host, Mr. Daniel Buryš. Sir, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome in our Q3 conference call. Let me present you our performance. Maybe first of all, a few words about market situation. Market in CE region is stable, even though we see in September declining sales, not only in Kofola, but in all soft drink market. That's because mainly because of bad weather. We in September reported also declining sales 9%. And for example, breweries yesterday announced declining sales 24%. So we see that season was quite successful for producers, but September was with negative trend. Together we can see on the market declining volume, sales, and increasing value, which means that not only Kofola is increasing prices, we increase prices from March, but also the also our competitors are now increasing prices, which is of course positive for us. So now to let me present the main issues from Q3. So Kofola increased sales in Q3, so the main season, despite of bad weather in September, and the increase of sales is 3%. We increased gross margin, which is also very important for us because of extremely high price of sugar. So we were able to saturate this cost increase. We continue in restructuring of our business in Poland, which means that we closed the production plant in Grodzisk, and we consolidate all our production to Kutno production plant. And we also announced one acquisition, which is Premium Rosa, very perspective and producer of natural syrups and natural products from fruits. And we also we are also happy that we can announce signing of distribution contract with Neste in Poland. So from January 2018 we will exclusively distribute Neste brand products in Poland. And for us, and not only for Kofola but also for the rest of soft drink market, is very important information then in the end of September finally quotas for sugar import to European Union were terminated, and so from October we are on open market, and that's prices of sugar are declining significantly. And it's again very positive message for us. So that's the key issues from Q3. Now let me continue with our financial performance. EBITDA in Q3 was on level 357 million Czech crown, which is increased 6% compared to last year, or 5.8%. That's a very positive message after Q1 and Q2, when we announced a little bit declining EBITDA. We are back on increasing direction in EBITDA. The main cost changes in Kofola are in sugar prices, which I mentioned that sugar price was increased compared to last year for 17% for us, which means 70 million Czech crown impact on 9 months results. We increased prices. Of course, there is a different price increase in each market. The highest price increase was in Czech Republic, 4%, 3% in Slovakia, and 2% in Slovenia. In Poland, we practically cannot say that we increased prices because the prices were flat. Significant impact is for us, unfortunately, also increase of salaries. Pay rise in 9 months for us, that's 70 million Czech crown, 8% growth of salaries. That's not only growth of average salary, which is not so high, but also new acquisition in Studenac and expansion of UGO concept. We increased prices and we increased salaries in production and logistics around 5%, and in the rest of company for 3%. Also this trend will continue in next month. The next is impact of Czech crown and euro FX rate, which is quite negative for us because of contribution of out of Czech crown companies in group and also a little bit lower consumption of sugar in Czech Republic. The FX rate between Czech crown and euro has negative impact to our performance, 10 million Czech crown. Next negative cost impact is post-merger cost of Studenac. After acquisition, we of course have to change the structure of supply chain. We had to renegotiate all contracts with customers, and we also had to build a whole sales team. This cost or negative impact to our financial performance is roughly 1 million euros, so 25 million Czech crown. We have quite positive dynamics of administration costs, -9%, which is mainly based on last year merger between Kofola SA, Kofola Československo, and Kofola CS. That's one reason. Second are decreasing administration costs in Hop, thanks to restructuring and other savings. What's for us also positive is the cash flow performance. Even though despite of lower EBITDA or net profit after 9 months, we can report positive direction in operational cash flow +7% and 4%. That's mainly because of better working capital, and also investment cash flow from investment activities is more positive because of lower investment compared to last year. That's 10% improvement. So together, nine months results. We are happy that we can report EBITDA 705 million Czech crown, which is 17% less than last year, but this EBITDA after Q3 is quite positive for us. And mainly because of trends which I mentioned. If we look on all our performance, mainly in sales and also in EBITDA, we can see that the only problem of the Kofola Group is Poland. We have to report declining sales in Q3. That's 24% declining sales, mainly based on private label production reduction. Positive in Poland is increasing gross margin from own brands. That's what we changed the business model. We need to find the proper scale of our business based on own brands and only partly also using the tool as is the private label production. So the growing gross margin is for us a must from our own brands. Second, I mentioned we closed Grodzisk production plant, and we consolidate all our production activities in Kutno. And third, very important point is the Neste contract. Our expectation for next year from cooperation with Neste is 160 million Czech crown turnover. And we expect that in next year we will start with increasing performance in Poland again. So that's 9 months, excluding. So we especially in sales we growth in all segments in all companies. And the only declining performance is in Poland. Our outlook for next month and maybe also next year, we expect that market will be stable. Maybe consolidation of market will continue. We expect merger of Pepsi and KMV activities in Czechoslovak market, which is for us positive news that the market will have new big player. And we expect sugar price reduction, so that our last contracts are between 20 and 25% lower than last year. So our expectation is savings in sugar on sugar side, roughly 100 million Czech crown. The rest of raw material prices are stable. We expect pressure for salary increase, so pay rise in next year. We expect between 5 and 7%, especially in production, supply chain, and also in external services like logistics. We have very successful project, which is UGO. You can see the performance in presentation on slides. which are where we can show the really successful expansion of this project. We decided now that penetration of Czechoslovak market is very high, so we will change our strategy from expansion to stabilization, because we currently operate 82 fresh bars and salateria in Czechoslovakia. The project will now focus on profitability, and we will open new stores only thanks to franchising partners. We, of course, in next month will continue with post-merger projects, which are mainly in Premium Rossa, so Polish acquisition, Tidbit, the salad production division, which will produce salads for retail, mainly for retail in Czech market. And of course, also Studenac project, so our Krouša acquisition is still in increasing period. We report from August stable sales in Studenac, which is very important for us after post-merger period, which is always very difficult for all the projects. And so that's our plan for next month. After season, so after Q3 results, we will have to correct a little bit our EBITDA forecast for 2016-17. And we still expect our guidance for whole year EBITDA is 1 billion Czech crown. So again, 1 billion Czech crown, that's our EBITDA forecast. And we will see the effects of raw material prices in next year mainly. So that's my presentation, and now I suggest you to, and I'm ready to answer your question. So please go ahead and ask for more.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Please lift your handset before you ask your question. Thank you for holding until we have the first question. Our first question comes from Petr Bartek, Erste. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Thank you for taking the questions. I wanted to ask, the full year guidance is for this year, for 2017, the 1 billion crowns. But if yes, if you can provide an indication for 2018. And second, I would like to ask about the Neste distribution in Poland. Is it only distribution, or is it also production? Can we expect margins similar to your standard margins or lower? And what is overall your outlook for 2018 for Poland in terms of EBITDA?
Thanks for your questions. We are now finalizing the budget for 2018, so we will announce guidance for next year after full year results. Sorry, we will not comment it now. But of course, we see many positive trends for next year, so it will be increasing EBITDA, of course. And the Neste cooperation, in first period, we will used external bottler for production, because we must invest to our production facilities, and so we will see after first year of cooperation the real margin and the real sales of the brand. And then we will, and then we decide about capex, or if we will produce it in our production plan or not. The questioner is, of course, on volumes which we will sell on this brand, because this brand is now distributed by Coke, and Coke in Poland has very successful distribution, and Coke will come with a new brand of iced tea, and so we of course expect some declining sales of the brand, and so that's why we don't invest just now, and we want to wait for first year results.
Thank you.
So for your calculation, that's of course mainly distribution margin for next year in Poland. Sorry, I cannot hear you.
We have a next question. Our next question comes from Marta Schweinerva, Euler Hermes Prague. Madam, please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity to put the question. I have two questions right now. One it's regarding the refinancing, and the second one it's regarding the 5% buy of the share by Radenska. Regarding the refinancing, I would like to know more detail to the new facility loan, to the agreed amount, and also the collaterals and covenants. That's the first question. And the second one, I understand that 5% shares have already been purchased by Radenska. So my question is, what's the source of financing of the purchasing price? Thanks.
Thank you for your question. So first financing, we announced and also it was confirmed by general shareholders meeting. So we signed credit facilities agreement for refinancing of our current loans, for financing of our M&A projects, so that's Studenac, Premium Rosa and Tidbit, and also we have now credit facilities for capexes from 2016-17 and for next year, so 2018. And the last point, which was in our financing agreement, is refinancing of bonds, which has the date of payment in, I think, in October 2018. So we signed these credit agreements, and you can see that from our balance sheet after Q3 that we just refinance our current debt, and our indebtedness or cash flow position, so net debt to EBITDA is 2.1, so there is not any surprise. for you. The increasing level of net debt EBITDA is because of higher dividend level, and also the little bit change level of cash position which we have. So that's our financing. And buyouts, so 5% shares which were bought by Radenska, that again we announced the settlement, in beginning of October, I think it was settled. So the group is owning 5% of own shares, and the shares will be used partly for motivation option plan for the management, and the rest of shares will be used after decision of board of directors. We will see if we will sell the share or we will find another position for these shares. So for us, that's finished project now.
Thanks, but still more details regarding the refinancing, as I said, the collaterals, covenants testing, etc., and regarding the share bought by Radenska and the source of financing. Can you tell us more details?
We announced a lot of details, especially on the shareholders' meeting. Yeah, that is the documentation of our financial agreement. It's really very many pages. So covenants are standard. There is nothing extraordinary. We also announced that the interest rate level will be lower compared to current credits. I think that we announced that it's 0.3 points lower in investment loan and 0.4. Sorry, I don't have exact figures now here. So the interest rate is lower, and covenants are standard. Yeah. So of course, based on indebtedness, based on some capex limitation for next year, and that's all. Yeah, and we of course we are ready to fulfill this covenant.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and regarding the source of financing the purchase of this share.
Yeah, we also announced that we had net cash position in Radenska, which was very difficult. We were not able to use it for group financial consumption or for group purposes because of investment support. So Radenska has a very high cash position, and so the management decided to use this cash position for buying shares for a fair price. So that's the reason.
Mm-hmm.
Still, we have the cash position in Radenska, but we decided to use 5% of shares. So this roughly 500 million Czech crown amount.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Our next question comes from Jan Raška, Fiobanka. Sir, please go ahead.
Good morning. Thank you for your report. I would like to ask you, can you more specify the results of Studenac in Q3? I mean revenues or and EBITDA. Can you more specify results?
Q3 turnover in Croatia was 126 million Czech crown. It is a little bit difficult to compare it with last year because we don't have exact figure from previous owner. That increase. From the structure is very interesting that we are very, very successful today with Radenska brand in Croatia. Which is, of course, very positive, but that's over our expectation. That's because we set up the sales team in Croatia, partly in last year, partly this year. From financial performance, we still, of course, have, as I mentioned, we have some extraordinary costs, roughly the impact of extraordinary costs and lower sales in first month of after merger. The impact is 1 million euro, and our expectation for EBITDA this year is around 1 million euro, if I'm not wrong. Yeah, so that's our expectation for this year. So the EBITDA is according to our expectation, but it's lower than for long-term projection. Yeah.
1 million euro, it is for whole Croatia. For whole Croatia country, 1 million. Studenac is part, so can you realized, as you said, 126 million crowns in Croatia, and what share had Studenac?
Just brand from Studenac. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait a moment. Sorry, check it.
Okay.
The Studenac brand is 139 million for 9 months. Yeah, that's for 9 months. That's just the Studenac brand. Because then we have sales from Radenska, so that's Radenska brand and also PepsiCo and other brands which we bought from Badel last year.
Yeah. It's 139?
It was for Q3, 139, and for a whole 9 months, that's 255 million.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
That's all brand.
Thank you.
From Studenac company. Yeah. That's not all our performance in Croatia because partly the sales in Croatia are from Radenska, first the Radenska brand and some other brands which we have. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
We have a follow-up question from Petr Bartek, Erste. Please go ahead.
Good morning again. Two more questions. One is, if you can elaborate a little bit about potential acquisitions and sources of financing for them. And second, if you have any, well, say, normalized margin for the Croatian market once Studenac is integrated and Radenska is it's in full sale in Croatia. Thank you.
So, first, our M&A. You can see that this year we closed three smaller M&A projects, so that's Studenac, Tidbit and Premium Rosa. Of course, are working on many projects because we want to grow by acquisitions. Unfortunately, not always we are successful. We never comment open project or unsuccessful project. I cannot tell you more now. But acquisitions, that's part of our business because we believe that we have very good ability to merge or new markets or on new markets or new brands. So we continue on it. And our focus still is Adriatic region. Still it's improvement of our position in core market, which is Czechoslovakia. And still we have a necessity to have strong brand in Poland, which we are missing. Of course, Nesty, that's very good news for us, but to frankly speaking, that's not the breaker of our business in Poland. So we are still looking for a strong brand in Poland. And second question was the margin of Croatian business. Of course, we have projection. But we know our situation, our market position in Croatia, so we will never get this extremely high margin which we have in Slovenia with Radenska. And if we will be on 15% EBITDA margin, it will be a big success in Croatia. Of course, the market is first we are number two on market in water market in Croatia now, but market leader Jana Jamnica is very strong, is well performing, even though of bankruptcy situation of Agrokor Group. But we see the opportunity to grow in next year after post merger integration, which we realized this year.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. We have no other question. Dear speaker, back to you for the conclusion.
Mm-hmm. So thank you very much for your attention. Thank you very much for your questions. Maybe let me summarize our 9 months performance. So even though we are behind of EBITDA level of last year, we perform very well with problematic Polish market position. We have very good opportunity to use the impact of positive raw material prices. The market is stabilized, and we are ready to deliver this year 1 billion euro EBITDA. So that's our message from this call. Thank you very much for your attention, and see you after full year results. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes our conference call. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.